Almighty Yah, we rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray that Yahweh's anointing, his Ra'u, rest upon you in a mighty way. We do bless Yahweh for his mighty power and his anointing tonight as we come before the throne of Almighty Yahweh. We pray that Yahweh's anointing and his spirit has overshadowed you, and that the fullness of that anointing rests in you and upon you. We are living in such critical times as we see the transformation of governments throughout the world, as we see the mindset of man today. He denies the authority of Yahweh. He rejects his profound truth. And the reason is because they are not the chosen of Almighty Yahweh. We do have doctrines, and one particular one, that they want to dissect the election of Yahweh and say that there is a very elect and an elect. That is not doctrine, nor is it the truth of Almighty Yahweh. Paul said, according as he hath chosen us, who is the us? Well, they are the elect of Yahweh. And the word chosen is simply Yahweh making choice. He is electing. He is separating from the masses of the people that he may have a host, a people that will know him. And Paul expressed that unto the saints of Ephesus. He said, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And what Yahweh did, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Yahshua Messiah to himself, according to his good pleasure of his will. Now, what election is that? That is the choosing of Yahweh, that he has elected a people, Yisrael, and that is a people whereby the power of Yahweh is with them. And you have different camps today. You have those that extol a doctrine, and it's based upon a scripture that Messiah spoke in Matthew 24:24. He said, for there shall arise false messiahs. They have not the anointing of Yahweh, for I am the Messiah with the anointing of Yahweh. He said, and there shall also be false prophets. And it's one thing you must understand, they shall show great signs and wonders. Insomuch, he said, that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. It is simply the choosing of Yahweh. He has made a statement in choosing those that he has chosen, and it is a very certain thing what he has done. Because in the same reference of Scripture, Mark says, and then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, and from the uttermost parts of the earth to the uttermost parts of heaven. Now, what elect was Messiah talking about in Matthew 24:24 and Mark 13:27? What elect, or the very elect, was Yahweh talking about as Messiah? Yahshua spoke of this elect house of Yahweh. They are chosen according to Yahweh's will. For his own pleasure, he has chosen a people for salvation. And we that are elected according to the grace of Yahweh, we are the very chosen of Yahweh. And there is no differentiation of the elect and the very elect of Almighty Yahweh. He has called us and elected us to be children of Him, that He may take pleasure in us. He says in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1, He said, Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring judgment upon the Gentile. Now who is that elect? Even as Paul speaking, understand this, Paul speaking unto the house of the Colossians, he said, Put on therefore as the elect of Yahweh, Colossians 3, verse 12, And if we are the elect, put on therefore as the elect of Yahweh, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Messiah forgave you, so also do ye. Now, is there a difference between that election? Or are we simply the chosen of Yahweh? Yahweh, my brothers and sisters, we must understand Yahweh has chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and to be heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised unto them that love him. And the elect will love Yahweh. Those that are not the elect or the very elect called for the very purpose of Yahweh, they will not love Yahweh. And what we have is this divisiveness, this doctrine that is based on a simple word. I do believe in doctrinal truths that are based on Scripture. And Scripture will bring reference to Scripture. Now, these things have been taught by our little doctrines or our little congregations. They are not truly congregations because there's no anointing of Yahweh's power and His fervent spirit resting in the midst. Men will reject the name of Yahweh. They will despise that wonderful name. They will say, I cannot do away with the name of Jesus, Jesus. Yet they will reject the name of Yahweh. And you ask them, what is the Father's name? And they become very dumbfounded because it has not been taught in our doctrines. We as leaders have not learned that. And what Yahweh is doing with His elect, they are the ones elect according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh the Father. We are the ones, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Yeshua, Messiah, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. So the elect of Yahweh, the chosen, those that are sealed, whereby the name of Yahweh is written in their foreheads, they are elect according to the foreknowledge of Almighty Yahweh. Well, do you understand what the word very means? It is simply indeed. They are indeed the ones. I understand that the vernacular of people, they tend to define words by their own vernacular. You take a black man, he will define a word according to his culture and his upbringing, and so he defines words based on that. So will a Caucasian or a Jewish man or a Spanish man. But that is not the etymology of a word because we define them according to our vernacular. It doesn't make it right. And that is what we have done as a people. We say that we are the call of Yahweh. the very elect, and some says the elect. Well, how do you go from the very elect or the elect to the very elect? Do you believe that when Yahweh does something, it is indeed done by Him? Do you not understand that if we are the elect of Yahweh, that we ought to be holy, have His anointing, abounding in bowels of mercies and kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, and we forbear one another, and we also forgive one another. If there be a dissension against any brother or sister, we must forgive them even as Messiah forgave us. And you have this dichotomy, that is what it is, a difference in the preaching and teaching today, and men will base things on their own vernacular or things that they perceive to be when it has no relevance as to actually what Yahweh is trying to convey. May I ask you a question? You that uphold that doctrine of the elect and the very elect, I want to read a scripture out of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6. Is Messiah indeed the very elect of Yahweh, or is He the elect? This is what Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. Wherefore, also, it is contained in the Scripture, and everything that Yahweh has done and His purpose for us, it is found or contained in Scripture. Not according to our natural or carnal understanding, but it is revealed by Scripture, because Scripture is spiritual. The natural mind of man is carnal and natural, and it is shaped and formed by natural, carnal, and sensual things. That is why we need the mind of Messiah, for He had the mind of the Father, and His mind was set on the things that were heavenly, pure, and the things that would bring glory and honor unto Yahweh. Peter says, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6, wherefore also it is contained in Scripture. You will find it in Scripture. Behold, look, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone. He lays one chief cornerstone. You that are brick masons, you understand that the first stone in the foundational work or the erecting of the building, it is vitally important. It's where all the other stones, the courses are set from that stone. Now, you can have a mishap and correct that somewhere along the way. But that first stone is important to lay it in its proper place, position, that everything will meet specs according to that stone. So the Scripture, it is contained in Scripture. Yahweh says, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone. Now, who is that chief cornerstone? Well, it is not other than Yahshua. Look at what He calls Him, elect. Now, if Messiah is elect, are we not the very elect of Yahweh? How can there be a very elect and an elect? There is only one election of Yahweh, and He has chosen before the foundation elect according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh the Father. So there is a chief cornerstone laid in Sion. He is elect, precious, and he that believeth on Him shall not be confound. That elect stone, the very elect, the chosen of Yahweh, is not Messiah chosen of Yahweh? Is he not the one that has paid the price, the propitiation for our sins, paid in the fullness? Is that not Messiah? And he is the elect, and he's very precious before the Father. Now, how do these doctrines come about? They come about because of schisms and the folly of man, because of their unlearned ways. And this generation is one, and our predecessors, they're not willing to acknowledge their faults, their wrong, their inability to understand certain things. I believe that's why Yahweh laid a contingency of men that he has called to establish the strength of this cornerstone, and we build from that cornerstone. And because men have rejected these callings of men, then you have a plethora of folly, foolishness. It is almost like a pantheon of ecumenical type of religious activities. We are the elect of Yahweh, the very elect. So you do not progress from the elect to the very elect. You cannot find that in Scripture. It's nowhere to be found. There is only one election, and those that are chosen and called by Almighty Yahweh. Mark 13, verse 20, it says, "And except that Yahweh had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. For the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen." Do you understand that? He has shortened the days. So is there a difference between the elect and the very elect? You see how that simple word, that one little thing, will bring about great dissension and battles between brothers. I have met men that try to support that doctrine, but it is not a doctrine that is based in Scripture. There is an election of Yahweh called with foreknowledge by Yahweh the Father, and they're elected through that sanctification of the Spirit, and unto an obedience of the sprinkling of the blood of Messiah, and his grace is added unto us, and the power of his shalom is multiplied unto us. We that are called and elect according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh, Yisrael, where the power of Yahweh dwelleth, and his anointing rests upon that call out election, that we are indeed the very indeed, the called, the chosen, the faithful, and the elect of Yahweh. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4. "For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name, I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me." Now that is the critical position of the elect, chosen of Yahweh, called according to his purpose, and chosen for the things that he has ordained them for, that they may bring forth by excellence of spirit the profound purity of Yahweh's truth, as they walk and live in the calling and the election of Almighty Yahweh. That is why we that are the elect of Yahweh, we ought to be holy, we ought to have his benevolence, we ought to be full with the bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, that we can forbear one another and having the ability and the power to forgive, because we will not allow anything to bring charges against the body or the elect of Almighty Yahweh, for we know that we are the elect, the very called and the chosen of Almighty Yahweh. And He has elected us, you that elect, according to His foreknowledge. We are the elect, not some very elect. That is important because indeed Yahweh elected us. And that is what Scripture is saying. Indeed we have been elected by the election of Almighty Yahweh, called for His purpose, His glory, and His mighty power and anointing may rest upon a chosen people called for His purpose. May I ask you a question, my friend? You that espouse the doctrine of the very elect and the elect, did not Yahshua, when He answered, He said, the Scripture tells us that He chose 12. And He knew that one was a devil. Was that not an election, or is that not a form of an election? When He chose the 12 apostles, is not that an election of Yahweh? Were they not indeed, very indeed, called by Yahweh? Or was there some other spirit that called them? You see how doctrines and how men have chosen things and taken them out of context in Scripture and established doctrines, and they are not predicated upon truth of Scripture. Now, they may base it on Scripture, but it is not the truth of the Scripture, because truth of Scripture makes a man free. He's not bound. He is not taken under the bondage of some carnal or natural law. But He is made free, and free He is. He is free from all expectations of men and what man expects of him. He is free from those things. Messiah said, I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the Scriptures may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me have lifted up his heel against me. Was that not the chosen of Yahweh? One that was picked out, chosen for oneself. He was picked out from the midst of the crowd. Is that not an election? Is that not the election of Yahweh? Do we want to twist Scriptures and make them conformable to our doctrines and our little ways of trying to express truth? There's only one way to express truth. And that is Messiah, is the seed of Yahweh sent forth to bring deliverance. And that is the knowledge of the Father unto man. And what these whorehouses have done, they have distorted, they have corrupted, they have divided, and they have done all kinds of insidious, devious things. That is the hand of darkness, Satan. Because many of these men, their minds have been filled with their own dark purposes and their own desires, not the desires of Almighty Yahweh. They have not done things according to the will of Yahweh. So who is this very elect? Is there a difference between the elect and the very elect? When Yahweh talks about the elect, and only one place in Scripture where it talks about the very elect, Matthew 24:24, the only place, and yet the same Scripture is repeated again by Messiah in Mark 13:27. Scripture says in Luke 18:7, and shall not Yahweh avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though they bear long with him? Shall he not avenge his elect? Now, who is this elect? Is it the chosen of Yahweh? Or is this a different group of people? Certainly they are the chosen of Almighty Yahweh. And we are the chosen of Yahweh. We are. He has called us and ordained us for his purpose, that we may make known the riches of his power, his anointing, that men may see the strength and the glory of Yahweh upon the house of his election. And when a man is walking in that anointing, when we, knowing that we are the elect of Yahweh, there is an anointing upon us, having the fullness of his belovedness, and the bowels of our mercies are filled with his mercies. For his mercies are renewed every day. And there's a kindness that extends beyond the natural and the carnal law that does things according to this one I know, that one I don't, so I can appreciate my mother or my brother more than I can a true saint of Yahweh. Well, you are not an elect of Yahweh. You're not a saint, because a saint of Yahweh knows their brother, their sister. And they are they that do the will of Yahweh. Those are brothers and sisters, our mothers, that have that desire to please Almighty Yahweh. Nowhere in Scripture where he tells you to save your family. There's only one family, the family of faith. It is the elected family of faith. Men will deny brethren for some vile, wicked kinsmen that despise Yahweh, has no love for Yahweh, and has no love for them. And yet they would rather make their bow with men of that nature instead of suffering with the brothers. I've had men to say, we will suffer with the brethren, and they are cowardly men. They have no anointing. They have this ooh and this ow. It is not the anointing of Yahweh. I say to those that are the African American, that group, they believe that all of this arousing emotionalism, that is the anointing of Yahweh. It is not the anointing. All of this frivolity and folly. No, I do not mock the Holy Spirit of Yahweh. When a man has done anointing, he walks in the mind of Messiah. And that is to bring glory unto the Father. When a man hears that name, Yahweh begins to reveal that to his elect. They will not reject that. How can you say you have the spirit, the Ra'u of Yahweh, and you reject the law and the power of his name? It can't be. It can't be. Because it is Yahweh that has elected us. Well, we spell his name capital G-O-D. They all spell their God's name the same way. And I say to you, gods are made. Yahweh is the mighty El. He is the mighty one. He is not a god like these things that we call gods. For Satan is the god of this earth. Yahweh is the mighty one. I understand the Elohim, Yahweh. I understand, but he is Yahweh. And by his own choosing, he has done a very deed indeed. It is indeed done. Because we are the very elect. It is indeed done. And that is what Yahweh is implying there. We are such an ignorant generation. We will not be instructed. We hold fast to these doctrines that are based on frivolous type of things. Based upon the dissension of men. Their battles, their fighting, it's not based upon the truth of Messiah. My friend, you say you love Yahweh. When you hear his precious name, all these years we have been gathering in congregations throughout the nation. And yet the name of Yahweh is not mentioned but in few of them. Yet we say we know God. We bless God. Well, who is this mighty El that you're blessing? Tell me his name. What is his name? And if there has been one that has chosen you, Who is the one? Peter said elect according to the foreknowledge of who? God? What God? We have been elected according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Yahshua, Messiah, and the power of His grace unto us, His peace, shalom, is multiplied unto us. He has called and chosen us and elected us according to His grace. May I ask you another question, my friend? You that espouse that doctrine. I would ask you one question. The scripture says in Titus chapter 1 verse 1. Titus chapter 1 verse 1. It says this. It says, Shaul, a servant of Yahweh, and an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, according to the faith of Yahweh's elect. Now, what was Paul? A very elect or an elect? He was a very elect of Yahweh. When Yahweh chooses a man, he is the very elect. When Yahweh calls a daughter, she is the very elect of Yahweh. Indeed, He has done it. There's no other one that can do that but Almighty Yahweh. So Paul said, according to the faith of Yahweh's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after righteousness. So was Paul an elect of Yahweh or a very elect? I do believe that scripture would imply we must understand the connotation there. Indeed, they are Yahweh's, or yours, elect. And indeed, you are the elect of Yahweh. You that have been called and chosen by Almighty Yahweh, you are the elect of Yahweh. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We pray tonight that this broadcast is being an inspiration and a delight unto you. We do want to hear from you, our friends and listeners and supporters of this broadcast. I want you to call tonight and give me an understanding of how the broadcast is being received into your area. You call me, area code 843-658-6222. The telephone number is area code 843-658-6222. We want to hear from you. Write me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. So let us hear from you, and let us know how the broadcast is blessing you. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. Now let us go back to Scripture and see what Scripture says. Now, this is not based upon a man's opinion, but the scripture is quite clear that you may understand that there may be no doubt in your heart. Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 32, verse 33. Romans chapter 8, listen to this. He said, and he, Yahweh, spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things that truly pertains unto His righteousness? Verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh that justifieth. So who shall lay any charge? What election is that? Do we have a Democratic election and a Republican? Or is there one election? There's only one election. There's only one vote. And that is the only vote that counts. This is the vote of Yahweh. He has elected His people. They are the very indeed. You are elected. If you're called of Yahweh, separated from this vile, corrupt, evil world, a mindset to please Him, and desiring to do the things that pleases Yahweh. And Messiah is the chief cornerstone, where everything is predicated upon that revelation of hope that was given unto us by Messiah, and that is embedded down in your heart. And not upon the natural things of the land, or these carnal things that produce nothing of substance at all. We need the substance of Yahweh. It's good to know that we are the elect of Almighty Yahweh, chosen by Him for His purpose and for His glory, that His name may be glorified in the midst of a house, and that you may know without a shadow of a doubt that Yahweh, it is Him that has called you and established you, for it is His election indeed, indeed, that we will live according to His expectation. First Peter chapter 2, verse 4. What a profound statement. To whom's coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed. It was rejected. Messiah was rejected. Disapproved, disallowed, indeed of men. See, very indeed, or verily, if you actually do the etymology of that, you will see that that word indeed is verily. Verily. Verily of men, but chosen of Yahweh and precious. Now, was Messiah an elect or a very elect of Yahweh? Now, if he was chosen or selected, if he is the election of Yahweh, then I do not mind being in the same category that classify Messiah as the elect, because that's what Scripture calls him, the elect. Peter says, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to Yahweh by Yeshua Messiah. Wherefore also is contained in Scriptures, he lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be confound. Now that is a statement. Shall not be ashamed, shall not be dishonored, shall not be ashamed to suffer repulsive, corrupt things for his sake. For men will reject you as they rejected the chief cornerstone. He was the elect of Yahweh. We must understand in this hour as ever before this election. The enemy is doing all he can to rob and to destroy the power and the knowledge of Yahweh's simplicity of truth. Yet men, in the folly of their mind, cannot walk in this pure truth because they are trying to add and take from it, and it will not work at all. It will not work. And David says, blessed is the nation whom Yahweh is their ruler, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. He has elected them for his own inheritance. We are the elect of Yahweh. Do not be discouraged or allow the enemy to destroy the power and the strength of that understanding. There's only one election. And when Yahweh makes an election, it is indeed sure. He doesn't have to question himself. He doesn't do that. He doesn't go back and wonder if he made the right decision. That is why Yahweh add daily unto this assembly the tabernacle, daily, such as he did that should be saved. And he's doing that today. They may not look saved. They may act with a heathenistic spirit. full of sin and folly, but he adds daily unto the assembly those that should be. And he's going to save them because they are his elect, called and chosen according to the foreknowledge of Almighty Yahweh. Now you find this type doctrine, it is preached heavily amongst those that call themselves apostolic, those that call themselves holiness. And they actually believe, because they have taken one scripture and applied to them, that it gives them some special preference. And yet, they will reject the name of Yahweh, the despised Messiah, Yahshua. They will not even keep the Shabbat. They walk in their pagan Sundays. They keep the first day. They're pagan. They have all their pagan rituals. The Christmas, the Halloweens, the Thanksgivings, all of their pagan feast days. That's what they will do on this week. Thanksgiving. They will fill their bellies with swine flesh, all kinds of filthy, unclean foods. That is what they will do. And yet they will say they are thankful. They're liars, full of drunkenness, reveling and banqueting. That is what it will be. Well, America is the elect of Yahweh, a lie from the belly of hell. America is going to burn in her sins, her wickedness, her corruption. She's chosen. She's destined for hell. She's going to burn in the fire of darkness. And her sins are going to be revealed. Her skirt is going to be uncovered. You're going to see every vile, corrupt thing that has been perpetrated in the name of their gods, in the name of their lords, in the name of their pagan deities. You're going to see that. Our president, the king of this nation, he was speaking in England, and the question was asked to him, do you serve the same God as the Muslims? And he said emphatically, yes. And yet these corrupt preachers in America, they're offended at that. Well, Mr. Bush did not lie. They're all serving the same God, for they're created beings. They're made in their minds according to their rituals, their wealth, their skin complexion, their gender. Well, the homosexuals are telling you they're serving the same. Are they the elect of Yahweh or the very elect? Are the white people the elect or the very elect? Are the black people the elect or the very elect? Are the Mexicans the elect or the very elect? What about the Jews? Are the elect or the very elect? There is one people that is elected according to Yahweh's foreknowledge, and that is Yisrael. And they shall come from every nation of the world, from every place around the world. They shall come from that. And that is the truth. Indeed, Yahweh has called them. He has chosen them. It was not because they had certain attributes that would bring reverence unto him or identify him. No. We were all born, as David said, in sin my mother conceived me. And in iniquity I was shapen. That is what this house of Israel, she has been conceived in sin. In her religious practices, she's been like a whore under every bay tree. And yet you always say, I have elected and chosen a people to whom I have chosen for my own inheritance. He has elected, and it is very so indeed, verily done by him. We don't want Yahweh's correction. We want men to lie unto us. We want them to speak things unto us that are soothing to our natural minds. Yahweh doesn't speak that way. He speaks in a way that will exalt and bring a shining manifestation of his power in the spirit of man. O seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is Yahweh, our mighty El. His judgments are in all the earth. Did not Yahweh choose Abraham and Jacob? Did he call them? Are they his elect or very elect? You see how these doctrines will bring about such contradiction of the word of Yahweh? He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had elected, he had chosen. Now, if you would simply take your dictionary and look up these words and see if there is a synonym that is associated with elect or chosen, you will find it. But we're such a lazy generation, we don't even want to take time for Yahweh because there's no true love for Him. The heart is not desirous of pleasing Yahweh. There's a spirit today that is so corrupt, so wicked, so perverted, that when he hears the truth of Yahweh, men become very angry. The anger is vented. They become very angry. They're violent. All the name of Yahweh, when it's mentioned, people will become very violent. But that's not his name. What is his name? You say you know the Creator of heaven. What is his name? Tell me. What is his name? Is it God? Is it Lord? Is the Messiah's name Jesus? And any Greek dictionary, you will find that that name is enunciated, Jesus. You will find the English rendition, Jesus, of that. His name is Yahshua because he came in the Father's name. And it's not Yeshua. It's Yah. Yah. Yahshua. Yahshua. And that is his name. We are people who will not choose the way of truth. Ah, I will choose the way of truth, Yahweh. Thy judgments have I laid before me. What a statement. I have elected the way of truth. Or you can elect to walk the way of lies and sin. But David said, I've chosen the way of truth. I've elected that way. And that is the way we must elect, the way of truth, my friends, and not the way of lies. We must choose this way. And there's only one way. And that is the way of truth. The elect of Almighty Yahweh. And there is an elect of Yahweh. Did he not choose Jerusalem? Has he not chosen you? Are you elect of Yahweh? Messiah says, so the last shall be first. And the first last. For many be called, but few are elected. Few are elected. Many are invited. That's all he is implying. Many are invited by Yahweh to the banquet. Yet only a few are elected to come. Only a few. There were many as Messiah preached. They were called to the feast of Yahweh. There were 5,000 following him. And he turned one day and said unto the host, can I tell you something? You're going to have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. For if you don't do this, then you have really no part with me. You're not even of me. And they all began to murmur and say, this is a hard thing. Were they not called? Were they not called? Many are invited. Yahweh called, and yet men refuse. He sent out his servant and said, go out to the hedges and highway. Get the lame, the cripple, the whoremongers, bring them in. For the seed that I call, I invited them, and they did not take reverence in that. Too many are called, but the only few that are elected. Yahweh elect his house. He elect those that he has chosen. They are the chosen of Yahweh because they are elected according to his foreknowledge. And there's only one election. And that is Yahweh, indeed, very elect. Indeed, Yahweh has done it. It has not been done by any instructions given unto him. Was it not because your mother, father, spoke unto Yahweh and said unto him, Will you choose my son or my daughter? That is not so. He has chosen us according to his foreknowledge, Yahweh the Father, through that sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Yahshua Messiah. He wants his grace unto us added, and his peace will be multiplied unto us. We are the elect, you that desire to please Yahweh, as he deals with your heart, as he reveals his profound truth unto you, and he starts with his name. He has a name. He is our Father, and every father is known by his name. You that are fathers, that have children, you do have a name, and your children know your name. It is not a dishonor to call you by name. It is almost an honor when a son becomes a man. And he calls his father by name as they sit, as the father understands the birth of this lad. And now he sees that one grown to stature in the fullness of his own representation. And it does something to the father's heart when he says, Son, David, my son. And the son replies, Father, John, my father. It is not an offense to anyone. A father, it will not be. Messiah made a profound statement. I want to read this. John chapter 15, verse 16. Messiah says, You have not elected me. You have not chosen me. You have not picked me out. But I have chosen you and ordained you. For what purpose? That ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it. Isn't that a profound statement? He said, you have not elected me, but I've elected you, and I've ordained you. We are the ordained of Yahweh. He has set his mark upon us. He has established us and put us in a place and a position that we will know without a shadow of a doubt that the works are being done by him. Messiah even said, if ye were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have elected you, chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. The elect of Yahweh, the very elect, is there two different groups, or is there one group? It is only one group, the elect of Yahweh. Many are invited, many are called, but few are elected. For Yahweh so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. Many were invited, but only a few are chosen. Yahweh knows the heart. Even you, my friend, if he had not chosen you, you would go the way of the world. We all would. That's the heart of man. It is deceitful, desperately wicked. No one can know the heart of man but Yahweh. We will go the very same route as this world goes. So we are all to be very thankful and grateful unto Yahweh for his choosing and calling the election of us to be called sons of Yahweh. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. I do want you to sit down and take this address and write me. Send a gift, an offering. We ask you to bless the labor of Yahweh. You must, and it ought to be a desire as you listen to this broadcast, as Yahweh feeds you words of great strength and understanding, you send an offering to be a strength and a blessing to this labor of love Yahweh has put on this man of Yahweh's heart. So address the letter to me. Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. Let me hear from you on this week. You that will call me tonight and give me a check on how the broadcast is coming in, you dial area code 843-658-6222. So call me, area code 843-658-6222. We gather here at Victory Community and Yahweh's Congregation every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for a midweek refreshing service. And also on the seventh day at 11 a.m. for our worship service of the week. And Yahweh will bless you. You that desire to come and to be with us in service, call Pastor Roberts or write me. And we will give you instructions how you may come, how to get here, the direction. We'll send you a detail map. We're in the process of establishing our internet site. I will be telling you more about that. I will come on the broadcast at some time and give you quite a bit of information concerning that. Yahweh is blessing us with that. We're also, as Yahweh has blessed us, to start a low-powered FM station, radio station. We're in the process of building the radio room and the studio, a recording studio, acoustically sound, that we may sing glory unto Yahweh. You that are listening that have songs and that can sing and are willing to sing for His glory. We have beautiful musicians that can play by ear. We want to record songs and sing to Yahweh's glory, because we hope soon to open up our radio station and begin to broadcast. The call letters are WVOY, Word Voice of Yahweh. We pray that Yahweh has blessed you tonight. We hope that His inspiration has filled your heart. We hope that the broadcast has been a stimulant unto you. And so until we hear from you, or you hear from us, may the shalom of Yahweh rest upon you, and may His strength overpower you and fill your heart. From the Saints here at Victory Community, we say to you all, shalom and Yahshua.